Hypnosis is a vehicle that allows you to explore the furthest reaches of your consciousness. And it is through this exploration that you can gain greater clarity and insight into the inner workings of your subconscious mind. It can allow you to resolve conflict at the deepest levels of your mind. And it is through this resolution of conflict that you can evolve, transform, and change your life. You are so much more than just a physical body. You also have a mind and emotions. And your subconscious mind is connected to each of these systems. Therefore, using hypnosis can allow you to facilitate change at all levels of your being. There is truly nothing that is more powerful than your subconscious mind. This podcast explores the use of hypnosis as a tool that can be used to allow the consciousness to evolve, expand, and transform. Hello, it's Donald Curry, Master Hypnotherapist and NLP Practitioner. Welcome to this podcast. I am so grateful that you're here, and I wanted to take a moment and thank each and every one of you that downloads this program. I receive wonderful messages from around the world. There's hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this podcast now, and I receive wonderful feedback. So I want to take a moment and thank you, the listeners, for taking the time to download this and to make your life better. Today, we're going to be focusing on overcoming subconscious blocks. And there is a very powerful mini hypnosis session that you're going to have the opportunity to experience later on in the podcast. But before we jump in with the hypnosis segment, there's a few very important announcements that I would like to share with you. At the beginning of last year, my longtime friend, client, and colleague, Christopher Cumby, approached me, telling me that he was writing a book for anyone who needed help creating their own set of plays to guide them towards the life of their dreams. And he entitled this book, The Success Playbook. And he said that the book was for anyone who'd ever asked themselves, why am I failing? Why is this happening to me? The Success Playbook essentially teaches people four pillars of success, four strategies that outline a clear-cut path to abundant thinking and living. Chris asked if I would write a chapter for the book that focused on the subconscious mind and how the hypnotic rhythm of our thoughts influences our life. I'm happy to announce that the book has now been completed. With the Success Playbook, Chris has created a guiding light through your journey to build a fundamentally successful life. It helps you to define success, to be able to create your own unique success playbook. You can pre-order your copy of the Success Playbook at publishizer.com/the-success-playbook. If you pre-order, you can receive thousands of dollars worth of bonuses, so I really suggest going and checking it out while it's still fresh in your mind. And the second and last announcement that I have to make is that I've just launched a brand new website. You can visit it at www.hypnosis.buzz, B-U-Z-Z. This website provides a variety of hypnosis programs, downloads, and courses to help you on your life's journey. So stop by www.hypnosis.buzz. Let's move on to the hypnosis program, Overcoming Subconscious Blocks. Much of the work that I do at the clinic with clients is helping them to identify the subconscious blocks that are keeping them stuck in life. As humans, we can experience blocks in many different areas. Common areas include relationships and love, money and finances, career and success, to name a few. These blocks usually have origins deep within the past memories and the foundational information that was learned during childhood. This old information and programming will continue to play out until it is released and the subconscious mind is updated with new information. This is why so many people try to make change on their own, but fail to get the desired results that they were looking for. They are attempting to make change within the conscious mind, but the blocks reside in the subconscious mind. It can seem like no matter how hard they attempt or try, the old programming, habits, behaviors, and thoughts remain. And this usually leads to frustration, which leads to them throwing in the towel and giving up. Changing your life needn't be challenging. Thankfully, with the use of hypnosis, we can work directly with the part of the subconscious mind that contains the blocks that are preventing someone from moving forwards. By working with these blocks, releasing old information, and updating the information within the subconscious parts with hypnosis, a person can move forwards with greater grace and ease. The clients that I work with in the clinic are often surprised at just how easy change can be when your subconscious mind is working for you instead of against you. Change certainly doesn't need to be rocket science, but you do need to understand what's happening at a subconscious level of your mind that's preventing you from moving forwards. And hypnosis allows us to work directly with this part of the mind at the back of the mind. The subconscious mind is responsible for 90% of your daily activity. It's the most powerful part of you when you think about it. If you were to think of the mind as a pond, the conscious mind would be the surface that you can see, while the subconscious mind is the part that resides below the surface where there is great depth and much is happening. Many of our belief systems, thoughts, perceptions, and feelings are programmed in during the developmental phase of our life. And during this developmental stage, which is approximately 0 to 6 years old, we absorb everything that we see, hear, feel, and experience. This information begins to form our belief systems, thoughts, feelings, and perceptions. Much of this programming is limited, undesirable, or downright negative, and can affect an individual's ability to manifest what they desire in later life. This is where the use of hypnosis comes into play, allowing us to work with the part of the mind that contains these limited, undesirable, and negative belief systems. In the following mini hypnosis session that you're about to experience, you will have the opportunity to work with subconscious blocks that are holding you back. Before we begin, I'm going to ask you a few questions to help you tune in to the energy of any problems that you might be experiencing in your life. So really become aware of any area in your life that you haven't fully manifested what you desire. Just think about that for a moment. Thinking of any area that you might have a block in, maybe it's in relationships, maybe you haven't found a partner yet. Or perhaps you're experiencing challenges around financial abundance. Or perhaps you're noticing that there's blocks around career success. Just think about that for a moment. And think about what effect that's having upon you. Really tune in with your body. Notice the feelings of your body. And when you think about that, maybe you notice tension or a tightness somewhere in your system, maybe in your heart, or the stomach, or the head. Just really tuning in to your own experience. Tune in to any belief systems, any thoughts that might be causing this current presenting problem. Maybe there's a feeling or a thought of being not good enough, not worthy enough. Or maybe there's a thought of being not smart enough. Just really tuning in to those wavelengths of the thoughts and the feelings. Because in hypnosis, we're going to be working with these thoughts and these feelings, so welcome them. Just welcoming them into your awareness so that they can be worked with. It's so important not to judge these thoughts or feelings. Just to observe them. Remember, you're not these thoughts or feelings, but rather you are the observer that is experiencing them. They're not the real you. They're not your true essence. They're simply pieces and parts that you've chosen to experience on your journey of life. Make sure that your phone is turned off, and make sure that you tell your family not to bother you for these next few minutes, because this time is just for you. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in. Feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in. And feeling the warmth as you breathe out. And with your eyes closed, you begin to relax. Though at first you may be more aware of some things than you were before. The thoughts, feelings, and perceptions that drift through the mind automatically. Because with your eyes closed, it becomes easier and easier to become more and more aware of a variety of things that would otherwise go overlooked or ignored. There's thoughts, feelings, and sensations that exist deep within you. And as you begin to experience this gradual letting go of the effort that it takes to be aware of exactly where your arms are positioned, or your hands, or your fingers, of even the effort that it takes to be aware of which leg seems to relax more quickly or completely than the others. It might seem like just too much effort. And as you experience this gradual letting go in your own time and in your own way, you begin to allow your mind to flow down towards a place of quietness, of calm awareness, a place that almost seems to give off signals that direct your awareness down to it and into it more and more completely. That place of effortless relaxation and letting go, where even the effort that it takes to be aware of the sound of my voice or the meaning of my words may almost seem to be too much effort to bother making It's so much easier, so much simpler to just relax and to allow events to occur almost by themselves. Because you have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind, and your unconscious mind at the back of your mind can continue to hear, to understand, to respond to the things that I might say without the need for you to do anything at all. It's simply so much easier to just let your conscious mind relax and just enjoy that feeling of drifting down, of relaxing into that place of quiet calmness, of effortless awareness and letting go. That's right. Just letting your entire body just float in time and space. That free-floating place of effortless letting go. And just allowing the events to occur in their own time and in their own way. It can be really reassuring to recognize that the subconscious part of your mind is always there, and it knows how to learn, even though the conscious mind is unaware that it's learning. It's the part of your mind that was present when you were first setting out to walk. Walking was very challenging for you at first, but through time, your subconscious mind learned how to keep your balance. And it's the same thing that occurred when you learned how to drive a car or ride a bike. The very first time that you rode a bike, there was so many things to be aware of. The pedaling and the steering. But eventually, your subconscious mind learned, and now you can get on a bike and go just like that. Yes, it can be very reassuring to recognize that that part of your mind is here with you now, and it will be able to learn new ways of being, new ways of responding, so that you can release these subconscious blocks and move forwards into a brighter future. Let's move further into relaxation. Going into the depths of relaxation so that you have greater access to the deeper subconscious levels of your mind. I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I do, bring yourself further and deeper into relaxation. When I reach the count of 1, you'll be at a normal, natural level of relaxation for you. Starting now at 10. 9, relaxing more and more. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Fully relaxed, feeling safe and secure, and feeling very, very good now. And in this relaxed, focused state of awareness that you're in now, we can begin the work that we're here to do together today. This work to assist you in understanding and releasing subconscious blocks. honor yourself for taking this time to improve yourself, to make your life better. What I'm going to ask that you do is really tune in to that part of yourself that has been holding you back. Maybe it's a thought. Maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's a perception. Or perhaps it might be a belief system of some kind. Just welcome that part into your awareness. What I'm going to ask that you do now is give that part of you an image of some kind. It can be any image in the universe. Maybe it's a rock, or a fire, or a block of ice. But simply give some sort of a visual representation to this part that is the block. Perhaps you can notice that there's a sound of some kind, or a voice. Notice how you feel in the presence of this part. Maybe it feels heavy. That's right. Simply giving a visual representation to this part. That's right. Now, simply allow this part to help you to remember the events that are holding you back. Or perhaps you remember specific suggestions that were given to you. You might be surprised how your preconscious mind can simply take you back to these experiences now. Back to the experiences that led to the formation of this part. When we're young, our preconscious minds tend to misunderstand events, situations, or suggestions. It's not uncommon for a parent or authority figure to tell us something, and our mind only hears the negative. Sometimes, an event that did not work out, a dropped ball, a bad move, a split-second pause, can cause us to replay these events as if they were a part of us, not just something that happened that we can learn from. So now, I invite you to change your understanding of these events or situations or suggestions of the past. Begin to reframe your awareness. Change your perception or understanding of them. Because by viewing them in a more evolved way, you can invite this part to release these events and any others that may be holding you back. you may allow yourself to see these events, suggestions, or causes in a new light now. Good. As you do this, notice how it feels different. Maybe you can even scan your body and notice a shift or change in the way that your body feels. Maybe your mind feels calmer and clearer. Or perhaps you notice that your emotions are more balanced. This is a wonderful sign that there's a shift and a change that's occurring deep within you. And I wonder, with this new feeling, this new shift that's taking place, if you can allow that image to begin to shift and change. That image that represented the block, maybe allowing it to change its color, changing the visual representation of it to something that feels more comfortable, something that's more in line with the new insights and understandings that you've developed for yourself. That's right. And you may be fascinated to observe some of the changes that occur in this image. That's right. Just noticing what that new image looks like. This new image has abilities that you haven't had before. And as such, this new part will assist you in moving forwards. Imagine that you could take this part now and bring it into your body somehow. Somehow allowing it to merge with the physical you. Perhaps placing it into your heart or into your head. Maybe into your legs. Simply storing this part somewhere in your body. And you may feel a surge of energy in your body as this part reunites with you. This newly updated part, reintegrating with your entire being. Take a few moments and appreciate and enjoy the qualities of this new part. Now, I wonder if you could imagine taking yourself out into the future in specific times or places where you want to experience the new qualities and capacities of this part. Perhaps you can imagine yourself moving freely with greater grace and ease as you move through any obstacles or barriers that stand in your way of success. Simply picturing and visualizing yourself out in the future, feeling better, responding differently. That's right. Even when you emerge from hypnosis in just a few moments, all of this powerful imagery will remain with you. You can feel free to use this program again to reinforce this work. Now, realizing that you did an excellent job here today, in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up now. 3, 4, 5, feeling very good. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, opening your eyes, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake and feeling very good in every way. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this hypnosis session. Remember, you can download more programs at www.hypnosis.buzz. That's www.hypnosis.buzz. You can also visit my clinical website at www.hypnosisclinic.info. Take care and be well until next time.